the Office of Personnel Management is teaming with the General Services Administration to reimagine, as they put it, its multi-billion dollar training contract. OPM and GSA signed an agreement yesterday to use each agency's expertise to develop that new contract. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here with details on the new plans for the Training and Management Assistance, or TMA, contract. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So OPM and GSA are going to play together on the same quartet, I guess. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, they're getting the band back together. Is that what it is, Tom?
Something like that, yeah.
Not quite the Beatles, but OPM and GSA had signed a memorandum of understanding yesterday detailing each role. GSA will take over all facets of that acquisition part of that training and management TMA contract from OPM. OPM will continue to run the services part, working with its customer agencies to find the best fit. But again, they're going to lean on GSA for their contracting expertise. Dan Tangerlini is the administrator of GSA.
Being in a position to partner with your agency to come up with a strategically sourced initiative that is really going to allow us to focus less on the acquisition activity and more on the program activity, because the contract is, that's just the table stakes. The real work happens when agencies can work closely with a department like yours and really focus in on the important work of making sure that we can get federal employees the training, the support, that federal agencies can get the human resources support that they need to meet the needs of the 21st century.
Now, Tangerlini says the end goal is to let agencies procure this acquire more efficiently these types of HR services at a lower price. Now, Catherine Archuleta is the OPM director. She joined Dan Tangerlini yesterday to sign this memorandum of agreement. Archuleta says the partnership developed when she and Tangerlini met during her first few weeks of the job and realized how they can work together. And this is definitely not the first time GSA and OPM have worked together. We saw this earlier in the administration between John Barry and the former administrator Martha Johnson talking about wellness and things like this. But this is probably the first time I can remember that OPM really is taking a look at their acquisition, a major program, and we'll go into why TMA is so important in a little bit, and moving it in many regards, at least the acquisition piece, to GSA. Now, Joe Kennedy is the associate director of OPM's HR Solutions Office.
I think the ultimate objective is to make certain that we build a contract that organizations can use and that they see a value proposition. And that value proposition is the acquisition capability of GSA with the knowledge of OPM. So you'll have an environment where agencies will say, this is the place to come and get these services. And they'll be monitored in a way where you can actually make certain that you're getting the economies of scale and the services from these organizations. Clearly, there will always be some flexibility for agencies to do some things. But if we build it right and we create it right, the agencies are going to want to come and utilize this vehicle. And that's what we're going to do.
Now, Kennedy says the value proposition only happens because of the skills of both organizations can bring to the table.
Sounds like not just here on Earth alone.
Yeah.
So, Jason, tell us a little bit about this new contract. How is it a change from what OPM had previously planned?
Right. I mean, OPM actually had a TMA contract in the works for the better part of the last 2 years until they actually canceled it in February. They sat actually on vendor bids for about 15 months. So while vendors are disappointed that they went through all this trouble, there's a lot of bid and proposal money being spent, and then OPM canceled it, I think there's excitement around this new contract. Now, we're not sure what the acquisition strategy is going to look like. That's something GSA will develop over the next few weeks, few months. But I think, again, there's a lot of interest in the vendor community about training and management assistance. Remember, this contract could be worth as much as $5 billion over the life of the contract. And, in fact, I looked up, I did a little bit of research and found that Bloomberg government found that agencies spent in 2010 over $700 million on this contract alone. In 2011, they spent over $600 million on this contract. There's no numbers for 2012 or 2013 yet, but even with the decline in spending, procurement spending across the government, training spending across the government, even if they spent $300 and $400 million a year on this contract, that's a lot of money to be had by industry. And it's been very popular, obviously, within government and as well, you know, agencies using it. But Archuleta says there are several reasons for this change in approach.
As we looked at the existing TMA contract, what we learned is we need to think about things differently. It's a different time right now. We're looking at reduced services. We're wanting to get economies of scale. We're wanting to target our resources here at OPM and saw a perfect partnership with GSA to do this. And so as we reflected on that contract, we decided that we would move forward in a new way that was considered all of these points. We really want to respond to what departments and agencies need. And as they move forward, we felt that this new partnership and this new structure allowed us to do that best.
So another issue is around the HR Solutions Office itself, the office that Kennedy runs. It's dealing with some restructuring positions, including laying off about 300 people from that office. Now, I did ask Kennedy how much those changes played in this decision to, in some ways, get out of the contracting business. He says the changes to that HR Solutions Office is a separate issue because they were reacting to the types of services agencies are buying and where the market is going, rather than actually losing people with acquisition experience or other expertise, where because, you know, they had no choice. So while it's not related directly, I think there is an umbrella thing going on here where the HR Solutions Office is really focusing on what they do best. And contracting acquisition is probably something that GSA does a lot better than most other agencies.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, we've heard you and, of course, a lot of the government people talking about strategic sourcing and the kind of rolling up of government-wide requirements into big contracts. How does TMA fit into that initiative? And, you know, will most of these efforts, you know, have been around products, not really services?
Right, right. I mean, when we talk about strategic sourcing, it's always, you know, office supplies, it's print management, it's delivery services, really stuff that's commoditized. You don't think of training and management as a commodity. You know, your training needs are different than my training needs, which are different than Emily's training needs. So how do you really put a strategic sourcing label on that? But what OPM and GSA are doing, I think, is looking at this from a more broad perspective than your typical what is strategic sourcing. What they're trying to do is really create a contract for services that every agency can use. GSA, of course, hopes that. And it's such a good contract that they'll see the prices, they'll see the options and say, yeah, we definitely want to use it because we can't find a better price, a better series of options. But it's not going to be one of those mandated strategic sourcing contracts, at least right now. Now, things could change if you know, OMB gets involved or they see that, you know, they're going to close down a schedule or something like that. But that's still yet to be determined. Now, the current TMA contract isn't the only one out there for HR services, and, you know, GSA does run their schedule 738X. I know you had that memorized, Emily, for these similar services.
I know. I thought it was Y.
You read the schedules at night. I mean, I do. But the reason why they're calling this strategic sourcing, the reason why GSA is getting involved, according to Dan Tangerlini, is so there is that recognition of potential overlap and duplication so they don't have to deal with that as they go forward.
That this is actually a movement against that direction. In fact, this is the great part of this partnership. It's kind of recognizing what positions on the field that we play. And, you know, these guys are the experts in personnel issues and human resources issues. We want to be the experts in acquisition systems and processes. And I think by marrying the two areas of expertise up, you're going to get a better contract that actually delivers better outcomes.
Now, GSA Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner Tom Sharp says the final strategy may include the schedules and another approach. He says limiting duplication, again, is why GSA is handling the acquisition aspects of the TMA contract.
So when is all of this supposed to come together?
Well, GSA and OPM actually are very aggressive. They want to have the new contract in place by October 1st, the beginning of fiscal 2015. Now, based on my experiences and what we've seen over the last, you know, few years, they don't even have a strategy yet. They don't have requirements yet. I think they can pull from the previous contract that's been canceled. But remember, when OPM canceled that TMA contract, it was already 2 or 3 years old from the time they began to write the requirements. So much has changed. I'm not sure a big chunk of it will be relevant right now. And, of course, they will have to deal with any potential bid protests that come with any large dollar contracts such as this one. I mean, keep in mind, the follow-on, you know, to TMA, they call it the Customized Human Resources Solutions Services, faced 11 protests over the course of May to July 2013 before the Government Accountability Office actually dismissed them on account the agency, OPM, took corrective action and let bidders back in the mix. So as you can see, just from that contract alone, there was a ton of interest. This one, I'm sure, will still be a lot of people paying attention. So getting this done by the end of you know, 2014, early 2015 may be tough, but you got to have a stretch goal. So we'll have to follow and see what happens.
And my other question, Jason, is whether this awarding of the job, if you will, to GSA to make the awards for the training contract, does that kind of give a boost to GSA's assisted acquisition services. It would kind of like to be the place where a lot of agencies go to offload the acquisition of complex things like this.
Well, yes and no. So a lot of agencies will go to GSA for assistance, as you mentioned. But what they're also going to do through this TMA contract, at least what it seems like through the discussions yesterday at the press conference, was they will have what they call the delegation of procurement authority, meaning very similar to the TMA contract now, an agency can use GSA or they could use their own contracting folks to use. So it's not a mandated GSA only, you know, must use GSA contract. But I think because GSA is going to be running it, they're going to be very familiar with it. It does give them some benefits towards other agencies coming to them and saying, hey, we need X, Y, and Z. Go do it for us.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Jason, thanks as always.
Thank you.